Hello, welcome to the second Nick and Nate podcast. And today we're going to talk about the NFL playoffs over the weekend.
So, Nate, what was your opinion on the Seahawks-Saints game?
I thought there were no surprises. I was a little surprised by Russell Wilson's performance in the game. I felt like he would have showed up a little more. But the overall ending of the game in which the Seahawks won, I wasn't surprised at all.
I think that the Seahawks are going to need to play much better if they wanted to beat the San Francisco 49ers. I think the 49ers have a better defense than the Saints, a better running game than the Saints, and they have an athletic quarterback. Drew Brees didn't even play that good, and they still had a chance to win the game,
yeah,
or tie the game down the stretch.
Yeah. If Colin Kaepernick plays like he has in recent games, it's going to be tough for the Seahawks. I do think the Seahawks have a little bit of a better defense than the 49ers, especially with the Richard Sherman and all those defensive backs, but yeah, it's going to be a close one. It'll come down to their field goal kickers, I think.
I think that's going to be a great game.
Yeah. And then, how about the Broncos and Chargers? Any surprises?
No, I was actually surprised that it was as close of a game as it was, and I would say I was surprised at how well the Broncos I thought the Broncos played a very good game until the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a deja vu from last year's playoff game against the Ravens where we had it and then all of a sudden it was gone. And it was different because this time on third down, Peyton Manning threw it.
Instead of running it. Sean Moreno is going to be important. And I was impressed. Sean Moreno is going to be important playing against the Patriots. I was also impressed with how well the Broncos defense did stopping the run. Last time they played the Chargers, Ryan Matthews ran all over them.
Yeah.
So they're going to need to stop the run again if they want to beat the Patriots this week.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how Sean Moreno does against the Patriots defense because he ran for 216 yards last time they played. So
yeah, that's true.
That could be exciting for the Broncos offense.
If the Broncos play as good, well, the Broncos game against the Patriots last time was
It was a ridiculous game.
Wes Welker,
I think, will be a factor.
Panthers 49ers game.
It was unexciting, in all honesty. I think the Panthers could have won it if they'd just done a couple things differently.
They lost by like.
Yeah, but it was
14 points.
It was so close though, because they just stopped producing at the goal line. 49ers had two goal line stops.
That's true.
So I think Cam Newton still hasn't made his identity as a playoff quarterback.
Well, this was his first playoff game, so.
Yeah. What's that
going? No.
Yeah, 2 years ago they played wild card. I'm almost positive.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
We'll look that up.
I really loved Colin Kaepernick's touchdown celebration. The rebuttoning up Superman.
Yeah.
And then Kaepernicking.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
I like that.
I think the Panthers will be dangerous in the next couple of years.
Alright, well, so what are your predictions for these next two games?
I think the Broncos beat the Patriots. I think it'll come down to Matt Prater kicking a 65-yard field goal.
Really?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
As time is winding down.
Okay.
And then Seahawks beat the 49ers easily.
I say Seahawks 49ers is going to be one of the best games of the season. It's going to be a very close, intense game. And Russell Wilson is going to lead a game-winning drive to win the game.
At home. I think that's the biggest factor.
If it was in San Francisco, I'd choose the 49ers and vice versa.
Well, that game was close when they played at the 49ers.
And then for the Broncos-Patriots, I think Peyton Manning's got something to prove this season. Everybody's saying he's only a regular season quarterback. And granted, he's heard that for all his career, but now he needs to.
But I think him stepping up last week gave him so much confidence that I don't see him failing twice.
And he keeps hearing about, Brady's better than you. So I think Peyton Manning's going to come out and have a big game, and Broncos will win by 2 touchdowns.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, so that's a wrap for the Nick and Nate podcast talking about the NFL playoffs.
See ya.